From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This month's massive blackout was a vivid demonstration of the interconnected nature of the North American power grid. A labyrinthine network of transmission lines connects utilities and their customers on the East Coast from Florida to Ontario. It allows energy companies seeking the best prices to buy and sell power between regions. But this month's blackout is leading some to question whether it's time to simplify the system and allow some regions to decouple from the national grid. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
When cascading blackouts shut off the power to tens of millions of customers on August 14th, Texans never gave a thought to losing their air conditioning, even if the blackout moved southwest. That's because Texas's grid is largely disconnected from transmission lines in adjoining states. Texas wanted to remain independent from federal energy regulators and is big enough to rely just on its own generators as a reliable power source. Most of its grid is operated by the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. Sam Jones is its CEO.
To try to get us interconnected would be very, very expensive. And that's money that's better built just, you know, investing in our enhancing our own grid. And we really wouldn't gain anything from it. We're big enough that we can be a standalone operation and not suffer from reliability.
Quebec is also largely decoupled from the eastern grid, insulating it from the kind of cascading blackouts that turned out the lights in Ontario, its neighbor to the west. But that doesn't stop Quebec from being a big energy exporter. It exports thousands of megawatts generated by its hydroelectric plants, but does so through direct current, DC lines, rather than alternating current, AC lines, that connect most utilities on the grid. Robert Lassiter, a professor of electrical and computer engineering at the University of Wisconsin, says DC lines are more efficient and reliable than AC lines for transferring large amounts of electricity. The aging network of interconnecting AC lines, he says, was not designed to meet modern-day demands.
Well, initially, these interconnecting lines or corridors were used for utilities to help each other out when they had lost some local generation. When you get into a deregulated environment, the concept is to find the lowest cost generation and be able to sell it to whoever wants it. That ends up then using these connection lines as major transmission corridors.
Throughout the power industry and in Washington, there's widespread agreement that the nation's 170,000-mile network of transmission lines is long overdue for an upgrade that could cost as much as $100 billion. Some believe the August 14th blackout raises larger questions about how, under deregulation, the power grid is being used to create a national energy market. Winona Howder with Ralph Nader's Public Citizen Group believes there's a better way to provide reliable, low-cost power, produce that power closer to its customers.
This is called distributed generation and makes use of things like solar cells, even gas-fired turbines, combined heat and power. And that's really the direction that we need to go rather than building more dirty power plants and more controversial high-powered lines.
If we take the argument here to a logical conclusion, why don't we just break it down so everybody has their own backyard power system?
Kurt Yeager is CEO of the Electric Power Research Institute, an industry-funded group. He says the idea of an interconnected grid was first conceived a century ago. He argues that the answer is not to try to turn back the clock, but to make needed improvements to the grid.
Is the system too complex? No. It's a complex interactive network, and we have to apply the technology that's developed to allow that kind of a network to operate reliably and efficiently.
The future of the nation's power grid will be on Congress's agenda when it returns next month and tries to complete work on an energy bill. A central question will be whether to push for greater interconnectivity or to allow utilities and states to go it on their own. Greg Allen, NPR News.